Well, I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News the people who make the Agnes Street Craft Market and Garage Sale Trail happen. Brunel Brassard and Ali Bittescombe, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is all happening on Saturday the 13th of November, not far away.
No, not far away.
So, Brunel, how long is this fair, if we can call it that, craft market, garage sale, been going on?
Well, it started off, I moved into Agnes Street in about 2003. Yeah, it must have been 2003. And I had, I was quilting, and then I found out that Ali was quilting, and then I found out that Sue was quilting, and then Aline was quilting, and there were four of us all quilting away in our homes, not knowing that there was anybody else doing it. So it's quite, it can be quite a solitary activity until you find someone else who's doing it, and then the fun starts.
Four of you in the same street. And do I understand that there was an original airing of the quilts?
So what happened was I thought, oh, we've all got quilts and they're all just in our cupboards or on our beds and nobody else is seeing them. And I had heard in amongst different quilting circles that people, women around the world, displayed their quilts, and they called it an airing of the quilts because they were hung outside and they'd blow in the wind. So you'd see them just airing.
Wow.
And I mean, it was from ancient times when you washed your quilt and you hung it out to dry. So your quilt was being aired, but then it just sort of got taken up by other quilting groups.
All of these expressions being hung out to dry. Bob Dylan's blowing in the wind.
That's right.
Anyway, here in Agnes Street.
So we started gathering together and doing a bit of sewing together. And I said, we should have an airing of the quilts and hang our quilts out for everyone to see. So we went to Fremantle Council and asked if we could do that. And they said, oh, well, you should be a part of the Fremantle Festival. We can put you on our in our pamphlet and we can do the advertising for you. So it was all free. So we just got out. We got some blokes and we got some ropes and we got some ladders.
Lots of ladders.
and we hung the quilts between the trees, right down the street. So it would go, the rope would go from one tree to the lamp pole to into the onto a veranda and the posts on the veranda, then out to the tree, out to the lamp pole, all the way down the street. And we pegged our quilts all the way along.
Well, you're making it, Brunel, sound as though Agnes Street is a long street, but in fact,
it's only one block long.
Running between Solomon Street on the west.
Mm-hmm. And Edmund Street.
And Edmund Street on the east.
And so the first time we had, I think it was 68 quilts.
68?
Yes, yeah, so we put the word out because we had quite a few quilts each. And then because I belong to a couple of quilting groups, I then started saying to women, if you want your quilts aired, bring them along.
If you want to be invited back to this group, bring them along. So how many did you have at that first
68
airing?
Quilts.
68? Mm.
Because most women have got at least five or six quilts at home. Some of them, then there'll be two or three others that they're working on. And so then there'll be quilts they've given all their family and friends. So they just gathered all their quilts and there were loads of them.
Were they for sale they or just for admiring?
Admiring
and loving.
Right.
And sharing. So the following year...
When people brought their quilts, they brought them to your house.
They did. So the following year we thought we'd get a little bit more organised because we had started to get a lot more interest, didn't we? Even more than the 68 quilts. And we topped out over 100 that year. And so my boys were little then, and we asked people to bring them in the week leading up to our second airing of the quilts. And my boys were delighted because they got to meet all the ladies and got them to sign in the book and lodge their quilts. And so that year it's over 100, and the boys were very good about hanging them up, weren't they? And well, again...
There's some photos.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the boys in part?
No, this one. This one here is my boys, and they played music, and each year they did something different. So this year Andreas was learning the drums.
So there's all of this activity. Everyone's, just about everyone's wrapped... In a quilt. They've got a cushion or anything in the street. And
there's Rennell, and these children used to live in the street, and now they're part of the residents, ex-residents.
So we've gone from residents to ex-residents. There's a big community of Agnes Street people.
Yes.
It is. We've managed to keep in touch with the sewing group of people that have left, and we actually meet together in a, what do we call it, Agnes Street?
We've got a craft group.
Agnes Street Crafters now. Yeah. So that includes some former residents.
The flyer for this year's, as I said at the outset, is the Agnes Street Craft Market and Garage Sale Trail. And it sounds like just about everything you might want to buy to someone for Christmas will be happening.
Yeah,
so when did it morph from a simple, if you like, airing of the quilts into this mega thing?
Just to give you a little bit of context, we did it annually for three years. Then we went biannual because it was a lot of work.
Yes.
And then we had a few years off. And then earlier this year, my neighbour next door and I went up to Chittering Acres and we did a course and we learnt to make flowers in glass and stainless steel out of recycled things. And we came back and my neighbour, Andrea, said, we should do something about this. So I spoke to Annel and I spoke to the crafting group and we came up with the idea of having a craft market. And then that morphed into including the garage sale trail because not everybody in the street wants to do craft.
To sell all their stuff.
And we found a date that was compatible. And I think we're going to have between 15 and 20 stalls.
So this will just be in Agnes Street?
Yes.
It's amazing.
So former residents, current residents and their families, that sort of thing. And a very special couple of groups that we have supported us all the way along. You might like to talk about them.
So the one group, it's a group of women, large group of women, who meet every second Friday, and they make quilts. They're called the Soroptimists, and they're a wonderful group of women who do good works for people.
Shipping users interviewed the Soroptimists.
Ah, good. Well, they decided that their good work was going to be quilting, and they make quilts for foster children. So each year we have invited the Soroptimists to have a stall as well and to sell their quilts or to have a raffle of one of their quilts so they can fundraise for more fabrics and things that are needed for them.
Now, tell us, what sort of things? This is happening at 10 o'clock in the morning. You'll obviously need to be here on time. There'll probably be people wanting to make the early purchases at 9
o'clock.
Absolutely.
So
they probably can if they're that eager. But what typically would you tell people to expect to find out there in the garage sales, in the craft areas, in the quilting areas?
Okay, so if I read from our flyer, we've got bunting, baby work, quilts, tea towels, aprons, bags, tablecloths, hats, scarves, clothing, jewellery, cards, original paintings, plants, bric-a-brac, and quite a few houses are doing having garage sales. So there'll be lots of treasures and things for them to pick and enjoy. We've got live music with Strange Combo.
Live music?
We do. And what else? So it's a perfect place to find your gifts, treasures and handmade creations.
People see a couple of the photographs of the quilts, but going back to Rennell, typically what size are the quilts that would be on sale? What would you use them for?
So they'll range from baby quilts, so to go on the cot or to go on the floor for the baby to play on. The Soroptimists make I Spy quilts, which are really lovely.
They
because
make what?
I Spy quilts.
What is an I Spy quilt?
You know the game I Spy with My Little Eye?
Yes, something starting with Q.
That's it. So they make quilts with each block has a picture in it. So you can play that game with your child over and over again because there's so many beautiful pictures in each of the quilts, in each of the blocks.
Now, what, again, just so
So it'll go from cot size quilts to single bed to not quite king size. They'll be either double or queen size. And then there's cushions and bags and all other things that are made probably with a quilt block on the bag or on a tablecloth. It could be even tablecloths.
Going back to Ellie, how much should people expect to spend when they come here? And will they be able to use their card?
Okay.
They need to come with cash?
Well, we're working out lots of different payment options. So cash, obviously, PayPal and OSCO. So we can do direct bank transfers.
Oh, good.
So if people have PayPal or OSCO, they can choose to use that. Really, you can spend a dollar on a cupcake or a glass of homemade lemonade with lemons from Agnes Street Trees. And we've already tried the cookies from next door and they're pretty yummy. Or you can spend $50 or $100. Really, it doesn't matter. And I'm sure... Or $400 on a quilt, yes. So really, every stallholder will work that out and have some sort of system. We're very fortunate to be part of the garage sale trail as well because that's enabled me to set up a website. So if you look at Agnes Street, Craft Market and Garage Sale Trail, under the Garage Sale tag, you'll find us and you'll see some photographs of some of the things that people can look at and buy. And that's supported by the City of Fremantle. So a shout out to them because, again, that's all free. They've provided us with marketing things. We're putting up all sorts of flyers and boxes. So come down. Don't miss it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that you can have something to eat and drink while you're here as well, Renelle. No trouble. But going back to a big, impressive quilt.
Right.
The people who made them presumably will be on standby. You'll be able to talk to the person who made the quilt you buy.
Yes, you can.
And some of these women, I'm thinking, are really, really, really good at their craft.
They are fantastic. Really good.
Not the least of whom is you, but what sort of background have you had in quilting? Obviously, you've been doing it for ages.
Well, you know what? I started in 1984, I think, at the meeting place. Somebody came along and did a workshop to make a patchwork pillow. And I thought, oh, that's fun. And then I went off living and I ended up in Tasmania into the year 2000. And there were some wonderful American women there, a mother and daughter who taught hand piecing and hand quilting. Well, that was when the addiction started.
It is an addiction.
It was an addiction. But with my quilts, most of my quilts have a story. Mm. So where the fabric came from, if somebody hand dyed it, and then the images within it, like this quilt here, those fabrics in the middle, that's like a kaleidoscope shape.
The one that people will see with this story that we're talking about has the colours are sort of a black material with lots of other colours in it.
Yep, so it's a black background with a skirt that was my mum's favourite skirt.
Aww.
And when she was going towards the end of her life, I thought, I'll make her a lap rug. So I took her skirt that she wasn't wearing anymore and cut the whole thing into triangles. And I did what you call fussy cutting. So you cut it so that you pick out the exact shape that you want. You don't just randomly cut. You actually cut each piece. And then I organised it into a pattern and sewed them on.
Well, that is beautiful and very touching. And I imagine that will not be for sale.
Not that one.
It's too beautiful and it's too much part of the family. But then you've got another one here, which an Eagles fan, if they're playing football, might like.
Excuse me.
Yellow and green. Well, I know there'll be a Dockers
one.
No,
sorry,
well.
You're in a Dockers house here. Well, this one is yellow and blue. And when would it have been, in 2008, I think, and I had sold my Agnes Street house, and I was house-sitting while I was looking for another house, and I really wanted a blue and yellow house, a blue, yellow and white house. And I hadn't told the real estate agent that. I just said that I was looking for a house. And it didn't come, and she didn't find one that was right for me, and it wasn't close enough to Agnes Street, didn't have big enough room for quilting in. You know, I needed all those things. Anyway, 8 or 9 months later, it still hadn't come, so I thought, right, I'm going to make a blue and white and yellow quilt. So I made it, and I took a long time making it, and I did lots of hand sewing and embroidery and applique and picked the most gorgeous colours I could find. And the week that I finished it, the real estate agent rang me and said, "Ronelle, I've found a house on Martha Street. Come and have
like
a look."
It's blue and yellow.
It was blue and white on the outside, and every room inside was painted yellow.
Unbelievable.
So this is my Martha Street quilt.
It's just so lovely. So people are getting the idea that when they come here, they're going to see really beautifully crafted quilts. But all the other sorts of bits and pieces.
I do different things.
What do you do,
well,
Ali?
At the moment, I'm known as the bunting queen.
Yes.
I think you actually have some.
I have some bunting.
You do. I've got lots of Christmas bunting. Now, I moved here in 1990, so I think we're the second oldest resident in terms of tenancy,
yes,
in the street. And I could never really afford to buy lots and lots of new fabric. Mm. So I devised a way of getting fabric from other ways, very much almost like your mum's skirt. Mm. So I'd get clothes and go to op shops, garage sales and buy fabric. And now I use that for bunting, applique. I've appliqued a whole lot of denim things because I'm on a mission to reduce fast fashion and to try to educate people about how to put some more life into something that they're perhaps not wearing now. So I'll show you some of my denim.
Blue, white and yellow.
Mm-hmm. Or purple and white, perhaps.
Purple and white.
But I do quilt as well, and I do memory quilts, and it's very much in line with what Ronelle said. Every quilt that you make has a story. So I've done them for friends who've lost babies, and we've used things from the baby and done what we call angel quilts. We've done wedding quilts and used things from them. I have a sister in England who's not very well, and she is a musician and a singer, and so I sent fabric over to England, and my family all wrote things on the quilt, on the panels, and they put photographs. They put photographs of her singing, and then they were sent back to me, and I made it into a quilt.
Now, a percentage of sales.
Oh, yes.
Consistent
now,
with everything you've been saying about this being a community thing. And
there's
this emotional pitch in this, but some of your sales will go to charity.
Thank you for mentioning that, because one of the things that I do with my sewing is I don't have a shop or a stall or anything like that. I'm not commercial. I'm more sort of not-for-profit. But based on that, I try to give a percentage of my sales, if I do sell something, to charity, which I've been doing for a few years. And I wondered if other people would like to do that. So I asked our craft group, and they said, yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. So it's an option, and people can choose if they want to do it and if they want to donate to their own particular charity. So I've given them all a nice form that says, I've decided to donate to
do that.
And the other important thing about all of this is we are being COVID free because the garage COVID safe because the garage sale trail gives us all that information about keeping your distance,
yes,
signing in, sanitising. So you might get asked to sign in several times, but you actually only have to sign in once. But we don't know which store people will necessarily go to, so I've given everyone kits.
Now, as the flyer very accurately says, this is the perfect place to find gifts, treasures and handmade creations.
Yep.
There's all sorts of things, and you mentioned them all again earlier. There's scarves and hats and jewellery and cards and original paintings and plants. And if you haven't got enough bric-a-brac at home, you can
the garage.
Find some more.
There's a lot of shed clearing out going on, I heard. It's been, in fact, yeah, there's been a lot of sorting out. So there's a couple of residents who can't participate for one reason or another, but they've managed to find somebody to give their shed sorting out things to.
Now, we'll provide a little map with this story on the shipping
good.
Which will show you exactly where Agnes Street is, and we've already mentioned that. You won't be able to park in Agnes Street,
Well,
you can't at the best of times.
No, only a tiny street, so
if
walk.
If you were to drive here, you'll probably find yourself a fair way back alongside in Solomon Street or Edmund Street or even...
Or in Lefroy Road, even.
Lefroy Road.
Yeah, and then walk. It's just around the corner.
You can't park on South Street.
Won't be far
to walk.
No.
And a lot of people, of course, will be local and they'll walk up Martha or down Martha.
And we'll have signs on the road pointing in the right direction. But if you take Christ the King at the top of Lefroy Road, you're a stone's throw from us.
Yes. So, yes, you can park in the... Christ the King car park. We won't tell anybody that. We'll keep it a secret. Yes.
It'll be fun and we can't wait. We're only a little street, but we've got a lot to offer.
Well, congratulations. This is going to be fun. And I think you're probably going to solve many people's Christmas buying issues. Ranelle.
Can I say one thing about the band? It's called Strange Combo.
Yes.
And it's a group of women who've been playing at home. They've only had one concert in public for friends and family.
Yes.
And they play kind of like Romanian folk music and Jewish folk songs.
They do Bulgarian folk music. I'm a great fan of that.
It's possible.
Close if
you could be
Romanian.
You may be able to identify some as that.
Yes.
This is their second big outing. So they have two activities that they do. They do Chinese drumming with beautiful handmade drums that actually come from a village in China, in northwestern China, I believe. And one of the members is a conductor and a music teacher, and then she can play every instrument possible. So she can pick up a French horn and a trumpet and a violin and a guitar. She's just brilliant. So she has taught Chinese drumming to these other women. So there's Chinese drumming will happen first, and then they will play their folk songs and they tell a little story about them. And there's somebody who plays the piano accordion, there's a trombone, there are drums and two guitars and a piano.
I have to say, they sound like a very strange combo.
A strange combo, but they're wonderful. They'll only be playing between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m.
Well, that was my next question. They'll be playing on and off between 10 and 11:30?
Yes.
So you need to be here at least between those hours, if not the whole of those hours, to hear this.
If you want to see that Chinese drumming, it's just fantastic. It's such high energy and they're wonderful. And they've only been going for, I think, 8 months now.
Yeah, we're very happy that they're joining us.
Well, a shout out to Phil Stevens, who runs Jera Records and manages such wonderful people as John
Phil,
Arthur.
Sign them up.
You might want to give them a recording contract.
They're not that stage. They're not ready yet.
Well, they will be after this performance. And where will they be performing? They're just in the middle of Agnes Street.
On the side of the street.
Yes. Well, yep. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day.
It is.
The sun will be shining, the sky will be blue, the palm trees will be quivering and swaying.
Forecast is 26 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Perfect day. You won't get burnt. You won't be cold. You can have something to eat and drink. You can rummage through garage sales. You can look at our beautiful crafts and quilts. That's it, really. It's perfect. Come along, please, and look at Agnes Street, Craft Market, and Garage Sale Trail on the website.
Well, we'll provide the website link as well.
Thank you.
Ali Rennell, congratulations on doing this. All of these years, 17 of them.
Oh, goodness.
Over a period of time.
With a few gaps.
With a couple of couple of gaps, but it's fabulous, and it is.
We're back.
It's absolutely Fremantle, isn't it? People get together, close their streets off, and we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks very much.